Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And happy Halloween!
Yes, happy Halloween.
Yes. So, since we have a show that is actually falling on Halloween, even if we weren't already doing Halloween shows all month long, this would pretty much require us to be Halloween-themed, would it not?
Oh, most definitely.
I mean, otherwise we'd be failing you. But, next week, back to normal shows, so...
Uh-huh, sure. Okay?
Oh, more normal than this. Anyway, so, since it's Halloween, I thought we should, once again, like every year, talk about our favorite picks for video games to play for spooky fun.
Okay. That's always fun.
But yeah, but since we do it every year, we pretty much need to keep it fresh. Pick new games, or newer games anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least new ideas, ones we haven't discussed before.
Well, I mean, everybody knows I'm going to be playing Guild Wars 2, but I have other games that I play.
Well, that's cool. Like, what would you suggest?
Well, strangely enough, Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Yes. My son and wife are playing, and they talked me into joining them, so we all run together. And we bring in Riley once in a while to, because she has a server set up. But we go on there, and we have survival mode running, and it's interesting when you're trying to do something that you can't rush, you know, like you're trying to lead a horse from the, you know, miles away all the way back to your stable, and night comes and all the monsters are out and you can't just abandon the horse. We could, but you know, we don't.
You'd waste all that time and effort.
Well, and you get, you know, attacked by all of these different, you know, zombies and creepers and spiders and shit. It's not scary, but there's enough jump scares that my wife is every so often, she's off digging in a mine somewhere, and all of a sudden you hear her scream because she dug through a wall and there's something on the other side that goes, wah! Or it explodes. Yeah, that's always fun. She had a creeper explode that was on the other side of a wall, blew up the wall, blew up the floor underneath her, and she fell a long way and died.
Nice. But hey, you know,
after her little shriek of fear, there was a string of expletives because, you know, of course she died in what she considered to be a dumb way. I know this isn't horror based, but last night one of the funniest things happened. I was cruising around, I found this huge ravine, and I was telling them about it, and they're like, "Oh, those are common. Don't worry about it." And I said, "No, this thing goes all the way down to the lava, because it's this huge, deep, deep, deep ravine." And so I lost track of where it was, and I stopped looking for it. And all of a sudden, Krista goes, "Found the ravine!" And God damn it, now I gotta go get all my stuff, because he fell off the ledge, fell all the way down to the bottom, into the lava, and most of his stuff got burned in the lava.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, he had a lot of things to say about that, too.
But you do have a valid point, though, you know, ravines notwithstanding, in that on a survival mode, having all the monsters and stuff show up at night, that is something that would work for Halloween content.
Well, and there's a sense of urgency to get your ass inside, because when the sun goes down, they start spawning at a rapid pace. I know it's not, you know, scary to walk across a little it's like a 2x1 thing of water. but I was running past one, and there was a drowned zombie in that little two square, one square deep puddle, laying on its side going, I'm like, well, that's something you don't see every day. So I killed it, and I ended up with a trident from it.
Nice. Nice.
And if for those who don't know, tridents are one of the best weapons in the game. It's just when you get them off of a zombie, they're usually severely damaged and just barely functional. So, but yeah, it's fun. But there is definitely a sense of urgency to get your ass inside, because they're coming, and they're coming hard.
And the thing about that is that everybody can play Minecraft.
Oh, anybody. Yeah.
It is, you know, for the few that haven't, like me, that haven't played it, fairly accessible, and a lot of people already have, so just load it back up and have some stupid fun on Halloween.
Well, that's just it. It is stupid amounts of fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
So how about you?
Well, let's see. What did I want to talk about first? It also is a game that's kind of horror. It's got some horror parts to it, but also not entirely. Graveyard Keeper. It is a comedy horror game that, you know, oh, it's not super scary, but it's got enough scares to make it interesting. You're a character who, spoiler alert, gets run over by a bus and wakes up as the new graveyard keeper in nearby this semi-medieval village. And you're befriended by a disembodied skull who wants beer. And you have to figure out, A, what's going on, B, not get on the bad side of the Inquisitor, who will burn you at the stake as a witch. I watched him do it to somebody else. And try and find your way home. All while having to not just earn, you know, grow crops and whatnot and upgrade your land and whatnot. At the same time that you're having to maintain and upgrade the church and the graveyard so that then you can open up the church. And it's just, it's Stardew Valley with monsters. So, I mean, it has a very Stardew Valley feel, but you can tell there's some horror undertones to it. Yes, not as much as some other ones I'm going to talk about today, but this one, again, stupid fun. If you can play Stardew Valley or Animal Crossing, you'll like Graveyard Keeper. In fact, when I streamed it a few weeks ago, people were coming out of the woodwork going, God, that's a great game! And it is. It's also really inexpensive on Steam. It's $20.
Cool.
Well, as of your hearing this on Halloween, just a couple days ago, they were supposed to have released their first major DLC as well. Mm-hmm. Major story DLC, so I'm not sure how much that is. As of our recording time, it hasn't been... price hasn't been announced, but still, even more story being added. So, awesomeness for a game that came out in 2018 and is still being updated regularly and things like that. Not a bad way to spend your Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I have another game that the listeners might want to look into. It's called 7 Days to Die. It's a survival horror game. This is another one that my wife plays over Discord with a bunch of friends. And it's a lot like The Walking Dead. Not in the way The Walking Dead is more of a human drama with zombies thrown in.
Right.
No, it's more of you are trying really hard to build a base just so you can survive, because every seventh day is a horde night where the zombies are out in force. Mm-hmm. And it's not your typical, you know, slow moving creeper zombie type thing. No, these are fast moving, and very tactically minded, they will burrow underground and come up under your base. Or if you've got like underground tunnels or stuff, they'll break into your tunnels and come up through your doors. If they can't do that, then they will just start tearing at the walls until they get in.
Nice.
And you have to survive the night.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep hearing all these stories about, we logged off just before Horde Night. And then we logged back in, and the place was trashed. They got in, even though they thought they had everything all buttoned down, had all the, the spike traps and all these stuff to kill them before they got to the walls.
Mm-hmm.
They destroyed everything.
Wow.
And there was still one of them active in the building, so they had to track him down and kill him. And he was in between the floors.
Nice.
And so they had to figure out how to get to him just to kill him.
Yeah, that's a thing. I know our cousin plays that as well, and he's raved about it some. So that's why he's not playing MMOs.
I said it's fun to listen to him, go off on that game.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I can't do that. I
don't care for that type of game either.
These survival games, just not my style. I watch too many of them where it's just the community is utter trash.
Well, that's just it. They don't deal with the community. They have their own server. It's just them, nobody else.
Right. So it's like limited multiplayer, but most people play that game on, public servers with PvP. So not only do you have to deal with getting your stuff ready, if you're in with the wrong crowd or you haven't gotten in with a safe crowd, you're getting killed before you can even, excuse me.
Yeah, and why in the world would anybody subject themselves to that?
I know, it's stupid. But,
I understand, not having, a lot of friends and having to, pug a game experience. But find somebody, anybody to play with.
Yeah, but even when you do find people to play with, you'll have other people that come in. And
not if they lock the server down and only let this small group play.
Right, but that's my point. On a public server where it's not locked down, I have a coworker who plays a bunch of those survival games.
Then spend the money, and buy your own damn server, and invite only so many people.
No, they want to play. Trust. They want to play on these public servers because they want to be, in some cases, challenging themselves against these other groups. And in other cases, they want to be the big nasty that comes in and trashes somebody's server. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
It's him. It's very him. And that's not
Dick Bag and Company.
That's not my sort of gameplay. I don't. Good. It is great to have the you against the world, your small group against all these other people, and pitting your wits against them and hunting them and all that. Meanwhile, trying to steal their stuff so that you can then survive the night. That's great.
But that's just it. You spend all that time hitting everybody else, wasting your resources to take over other people's shit. You don't have enough time to resupply and rebuild the defenses before Horde Night, because Horde Night comes fast.
Right. So it's just that added PvP activity, which I know survival games are known for.
Oh, yeah.
They love that stress. I can't do it. I just can't. I want to, maybe I'm, spoiled by, the casual games, but I want to challenge myself against the game, not against other players. And that's what it sounds like this 7 Days to Die is mostly about. It's not like Ark or DayZ or any of those other ones where
Rust.
The monsters are, you know, there's zombies in them, but they're zombies or dinosaurs or whatever. They're more an ancillary thing as opposed to the opponents that you're facing, the other humans. They're the real threat.
And, you know, in this kind of a game, you really don't think about crafting as being a big deal, but it is a huge deal. They go out looking for the materials they need so they can start crafting ammunition. Because on Horde Night, they take their stand and they will, you know, get up on the roof and they will just start, you know, capping as many as they can. But it is serious crazy shit when they're when Horde Night comes along. They God, what was it? Sabrina, she has a she records the footage of Horde Night so they can, you know, watch it and see, you know, what they, what mistakes they made, where the weak spots were, etc. And it is interesting to watch because there'll be like this little tiny spot and the zombies just focus on it and just tear through. And then they just, it's like water flowing into an open drain. They're just pouring in.
Wow.
But yet they keep surviving, so they're doing something right.
Yeah. Personally, like I said, not my thing, but I, if that's your thing, definitely something to play on Halloween. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, I had another one I wanted to bring up. Did you like Diablo 2?
I liked it a lot. Okay. I hate what Diablo 3 became, though.
Sure. And a lot of people would agree with that. It's, you know, gotten better over time, whatever. I don't care. I like Diablo 2. And to me, Diablo and Diablo 2 really are it for that series.
Oh, yeah.
And Diablo 3 is fine, but...
Honestly, no, it's not. Lackluster story, lackluster everything. Even on the harder modes, it's still stupid easy. No, it's garbage.
Yeah, well, if you want to play something that is very much like Diablo 2, maybe even a little more complicated, but with that same grittiness.
Like Path of Exile?
It's got a lot of the complicated... mechanics in the background, you know, talent tree and whatnot that Path of Exile has. But it's not a dickbag game. Grimdawn.
Ah.
Grimdawn.
Yeah, you talked about that before.
Yes. It is utterly fantastic. You play a character who was found by a village and he's possessed. And, you know, if you're possessed by demons and spirits and whatnot, what do they do with you? They hang you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's something special about you, because unlike most possessed, the spirit leaves you and you're free of it while you're being hung. So they make a decision and cut you down. And now you have to prove yourself by going out and helping the village and doing, you know, missions for people and whatnot and trying to improve things while fighting off the massive amounts of horrible monsters out and about. It is the fun gameplay of a Torchlight 2, the complicated gameplay of a Path of Exile, with the gritty, awesome story of a Diablo 2. When they say in their on their Steam page that this is the true spiritual successor to Diablo 2, they're not fucking around. This game is that. This makes Diablo 3 look like trash. Utter trash. Now sure, it's just another ARPG. You get exactly what you think of. It is a looter. You go out, you smash all kinds of monsters, you pick up the loot, you improve your stuff, rinse and repeat. I was never once bored when I was playing this, when I was streaming it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the community behind it. It was coming around. People were coming around telling me hints and whatnot and, you know, So it's not a huge game. It's not a Diablo 3. It's not a Path of Exile. But there's a lot of fans. If you're playing the multiplayer, there'll be a lot of people to play with. And it's just awesomeness. Where I hated Path of Exile, this is a game I could literally go, yep, I'm done. Not playing any more MMOs. I'm through. This is my game now. That is how good this is. So I was about ready to buy you a copy of it, but I was like, I really shouldn't spend that kind of money. I think 10 would be mad.
I'll be picking up a copy of it eventually. I've got way too many other things that I'm doing right now.
Yeah, I know. You know, you get so many games going, it's not funny. I mean, I started Skyrim actually a few weeks ago.
Well, Skyrim's awesome.
But, you know, I looking at my Steam library, there's a few games, you know, there's actually quite a few games I haven't really played much of. I cannot believe I sat there and ignored Grim Dawn for half a year. Because I bought it, and it's, I'll get to that eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the Miskatonic for almost a year now. Never played it. Looks fun as hell. But I'm so glad I jumped on Grim Dawn, because that literally will be a game I'm playing on Halloween. That is, I mean, I could see myself sitting here moseying along, playing that, and then doing a quick stop to go hand out candy, or actually toys. We're handing out toys this year to kids.
Well, you know, diabetes will do that to you.
Yeah, I can't have candy.
Keep the candy out of the house.
Right. So instead, 10 got some plastic apples. They're red, shiny apples. You can open up. We're going to put a few toys in each. And the first, I think we got 54 of them. So the first 50-something kids are going to get a little poison apple from us. We're going to dress up and hand out, you know, witches' poison apples.
Cool.
And after that, they'll get a few, we'll hand them a few toys once we've run out of apples. So,
yeah.
Hey, you know, it still paid less money for this than we did usually. We usually spend over $100 on candy every year.
Well, that's good.
We have a popular house.
Not anymore.
Well, it's been suggested that we should get ourselves set up with the Teal Pumpkin campaign.
Most definitely.
So, you know, since we're not handing out candy, we should sign up for that. But Ten's a little concerned about that. She's like, what if we get 200 people at the door? Well, when we run out of toys, we close the door and turn off the lights. Like you do anytime you run out.
Yep.
It ain't no thing. I have so many candies here that, I mean, I keep saying candies. I got so many little toys that if it were to be a problem, we can give out one toy to each kid after the apples are gone, and we will probably be able to take care of at least 100 kids coming to the door.
Should be good.
Yeah, I think we're okay. Of course, they're little toys, you know, the little cheap things, so I'd like to prefer to give each a few, but I've got 150 dinosaurs by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I should be okay.
Should be.
I like 80 little squishy chibis. Yeah, they're for adults because they can be handled like a squeeze ball, you know, a stress ball. Uh-huh. But they're also cute little squishy balls that have chibi faces on them.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ten's already claimed one of them. She was like, I will have that panda. So she gets the panda. That's neither here nor there. I got little race cars. I got little construction vehicles and self-inking stamps that are Halloween themed. Good stuff. Fun stuff.
Cool.
But that's neither here nor there. That's not games. We are talking games. Did you have another game to discuss?
Well, I know it's an older game, but you mentioned it earlier, Skyrim.
Really?
Skyrim is a lot of fun. And if you go into one of the old ruins and you're having to deal with the I've drawn a blank on the names of them, but they're the zombies and the skeletons.
Hmm.
It's not, you know, scary, but on the low levels, it can be awful challenging. And, you know, they just come out of the walls sometimes. Well, they're actually, you know, buried in the walls. So it's, you hear the bang of the coffin lid coming open, you got problems.
Yeah. I remember that's about as far as I got in playing it when I was streaming it a few weeks ago. Actually, as of this, about a month ago.
You need to go farther in it. It's a
kept running into undead, and they, at my level, kicked my ass. I mean, I was getting pretty good, but then suddenly, ow, shit, ow.
Well, they were the reason, well, them and the bandit chieftain who had a spellcaster right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the reasons that I changed my combat tactics from, you know, a two-handed weapon to stealth archery.
Huh.
Stealth archery? Fuck yeah. You just sneak in, one shot, bang, they go, and fall over dead. The rest of them are looking around trying to figure out who killed them. So you just hold out for a couple seconds. They calm down. Pick off the next one.
We've got snipers!
Exactly.
Nice.
It works out really well. I've run across a couple of people who play Skyrim, and when I mention, you know, that I play a stealth archer, they're like, yep, dude, I do too. They extol how it has completely changed their opinion of the game, how they were sick and tired of getting their butt kicked, to now they just burn their way through almost every dungeon. If it takes more than two arrows, you're doing something wrong.
Well, makes sense. Now, there was one game I was going to talk about, but I haven't actually played it, so I really can't discuss it with any
authority.
Authority, exactly. I mean, it looks fun, and that's the Miskatonic. It's a comedy horror game based on Lovecraft's Miskatonic University from the Cthulhu Mythos stories. It's done in kind of an anime art style, though, so it looks cute. I bought it, haven't played it, plan to, but haven't yet played it as of this recording.
Well, then stream it on Halloween.
Actually, I'm going to be working on it. I'm off on Halloween. Maybe I will. No, I didn't plan on streaming, though, because I got to hand out toys. But that's neither here nor there. Instead, this is not a game I would normally think of as a good game for Halloween, but it has plenty of horror content that you just got to go throw yourself into, and that's Elder Scrolls Online.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you.
Boredom Online. Yay.
There is a great community there. It's one of the biggest MMOs out there right now. There's lots of people to play with, and if you're looking to go and just waste some time doing some stupid Halloween fun in an MMO with friends, that's not a bad choice. It's actually a really good one. I mean, sure, most people don't think, well, Elder Scrolls, that sounds like a lot of horror. No, they don't normally think that. Then they don't normally think that about Skyrim either. And that's part of the Elder Scrolls lineage. So, why not? I mean, I'm not going to reinstall the game just for that. But if you have it installed, and you got nothing else to do, and you're too broke to buy Grimdawn...
I have way too many other better games to play.
Well, there's that.
I mean, there's a lot of people who love it. And great, I'm happy for you. But it's just not that interesting.
A lot of people would disagree.
Yes, they would, and they're completely free to do so. I found it dull.
Now, one main reason I was suggesting this, though, is for MMO fans, right? When I think about Halloween content in MMOs, Lord of the Rings Online, it's got some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. World of Warcraft, has some really fun stuff. The Headless Horseman and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it. Rifts has a lot of good, fun, kind of a unique take on their horror content. I've done it. It on and on and on. I mean, you can Guild Wars 2, name the MMO, and it's got horror content, but unless it's brand new, this is some, it's just, it's the same old thing.
Seen it, done it.
With
yeah.
two exceptions, I would say Elder Scrolls Online, because they're not, they haven't been around that long, just a few years. So it's something you may not have played. And there's a lot of people to play with. It's got a fairly good community. Why not? And although I've mentioned it, I think last year I talked about it, Secret World Legends, they always add to their horror content. They add to their Halloween, their Samhain event. I don't know if they added something new this year. I don't remember. But they've got all the old, all the stuff from previous years added in there. That's why I'm not talking about it again this year for the most part. And instead said, go with Elder Scrolls Online! Because if you're looking for an MMO and horror content, you know, horror, you know, stuff to do on Halloween, at least there's that. I don't know if there's stuff in Black Desert Online or, you know, whatever MMO is out there. I don't know if they have anything to go with. But I know Elder Scrolls Online should have some stuff going on. And if they don't have an event going on, which would be stupid, there's plenty of horror content already there. Make your own fun.
Eh. I'd rather not be bored.
I'd rather be playing Grim Dawn. Which I probably will be.
Yeah, I went through my Steam library, and I've got quite a few games, but I don't play the horror survival games much.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, of course, she has multiples. She has, besides 7 Days, she also has the, let's see, find it here. She plays The Long Dark and The Forest.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Both are, you know, more the survival horror games. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, The Forest is not really zombies. It's more of, you know, I hear, goddamn bear. Because, you know, she's out chugging along and a bear comes up and kills her and eats her. So she has to start back from her last save point or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Or wolves come up and start attacking her. And so she ends up fighting them off and having to apply the antiseptic and put on bandages and go through all this stuff to keep her from getting, you know, an infection and dying.
Doesn't sound so, very scary per se. More.
No, but it's
gritty.
It's survival horror. Yeah. And the whole survival part of it is what's horrifying, because in one of them, it's, you know, you're in a, I'd say you're probably in like Alaska, because I mean it is snow everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's having to constantly replace clothes or break down clothes to make new clothes, because she's having to worry about freezing to death. Or she gets wet, then she has to change real quick, otherwise she's going to freeze to death.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the other games she has that's a sort of horror is Don't Starve. She has a bunch of the Don't Starve games, which is another survival horror type game, but it's done with a comical theme. Right. So, yeah, she enjoys that too. I can't really speak of it because I haven't played any of those. So,
right. I like me with the Miskatonic.
Right.
Looks like fun. Should be interesting. Can't really recommend. At least not right now. Anywho, that sounds like we've kind of wrung all the horror out of that topic for this year.
Sure, horror.
Any other things right. to talk about you wanted to mention before we go?
No, not really. Haven't had anything new come along, so. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than playing Minecraft.
I know it was a couple weeks ago, but It is recorded on the 14th, so yeah, it's been a couple weeks, but I would like to chime in just as a thing. It was like, Blizzard has proven me right as to why I walked away from their company.
That is such a shit show.
They are complete and utter chodes. I don't care if they've fixed the problem by now. I know they've lessened the guy's suspension, and they gave him his money and things like that. Doesn't matter. None of it matters. They still proved who they really are and what they really care about. And it's not
the number of people who they didn't just stop playing World of Warcraft and Diablo and all this other shit. They deleted their accounts. They deleted their accounts. So many people deleted their accounts that they had to stop people from being able to delete their accounts.
Yep. They shut down all four forms
of authentication. They shut down the ability to delete your account.
Which is also anti-consumer right there.
It's just, you know, oh my God, you guys are that sad that you can't let people make their statement that they disagree with you and they are deleting their accounts because of it.
Yeah, but I can't guarantee numbers, but I did hear that they had lost an estimated 1 million players off of all their things due to this. Now, people may come back, they may reopen accounts, but when you delete your account, you're not coming back.
Nope.
You're done. And they're trying to walk a fine line, not offending China, but trying to appease their, you know, player base and the rest of, you know, the world. But no, Blizzard might as well just take the name off. You're Activision. You're acting like Activision, and that's it. And I don't care what they say or do. Blizzard is dead to me now.
I won't be buying any of their products in the future, period. But it wouldn't have, I mean, yeah, okay, they could have, they went way over the top with Blitzchung.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he broke the rules. It was his first offense. So they went, instead of going, you know, a mild, you know, slap on the wrist. No, they went to chop his head off. You know, you're dead to us, kind of thing. And then when the reaction came up, they're like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Just give us a second. We'll correct this. But in the meantime, the American University did a very same thing, and they got no punishment at all.
Yep. They self-imposed. They didn't want to be hypocrites. So they forfeited the next thing and dropped out of the tournament.
Yep. So, and they probably won't be playing Hearthstone again.
No, I expect they won't. Because of
Blizzard being hypocrites.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Blizzard is dead.
Their PR nightmare has just begun because there are so many people who are just looking for a reason to burn them as many times as they can, and they will.
When they, sure, they messed up, right? And that's fine. Companies mess up. They do. But they messed up. This one thing was on such a scale and on such an important topic that they handled so poorly, where it was blatantly obvious that they were simply pandering to China, mainland China, because that's where not that long, in just a few years, there will be more gamers buying mainstream games out of China than anywhere else in the world. And so they're like, we can't lose that market. Great. You can't lose that market, but now you're going to focus on that and lose everyone else, or at least the vast majority, because everyone's seen you for what you are, Blizzard. And like I said, by the time that you're hearing this, things may have radically changed. Maybe they're, you know, completely different, but I don't care. Maybe they totally bowed down and said, no, we're totally on board the Hong Kong Express, boy. We're supporting that and everything. No, it doesn't matter, because then they're just pandering to the other side, desperately trying to hold on to their dollars. Blizzard showed who they are in their first reaction.
You know it's bad when the people from the Epic Games Store have more moral fiber than Blizzard.
I know, right?
The Epic Games Store is a better, has a deeper and better soul than Blizzard.
Yeah. All they had to do is say, we would never have done that. And people were like, right on! Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, and Randy Pitchford of Gearbox, who is a complete and utter chode, a money-hungry dickweed. He also came out and said, yeah, no, we wouldn't do that. People are like, right on, Randy Pitchford, who just the week before everyone was going, string that dude up.
Oh, they should still string him up.
Because, you know, he, you know, took Borderlands 3 off of Steam and, you know, Epic Game Store only. And he was like, well, giving the player base who were mad about it a hard time. Because he's a chode. But at least he's a chode that has, if not an, you know, some level of moral, you know, fortitude, at least he could see the forest for the trees and realize, yeah, that was a really bad move on Blizzard's part. Mm-hmm. Really bad. I mean, it's one thing to pull the stream, shut it down, cut out, you know, make it to where nobody could make a clip of that particular thing, and then react after a few days. Find out how people react to this. See where the lay of the land is and figure it out. Come up with something equitable. But instead they went, oh no, we have to prove to the Chinese government we are on board the Chinese. We will not stand for this. We're not going to let them attack us and throw us out and cost us that Chinese dollars or Chinese money, whatever, I don't care. We're not going to do that. We're going to slam this person. We're going to slam those casters. We're going to, you know, make an example out of them. And in doing so, they showed exactly what the soul of Blizzard really is. In the time since then, they've tried rolling it back a little bit, but they're still also trying to maintain, well, a firm hand, and we are totally, yeah, this was wrong, and great. Cool. Doesn't matter. Your first reaction was who you are. And I don't want to have anything to do with them again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Anyway, we're well overdue. So shall we wrap this one up?
Okay.
So until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase, Happy Halloween!
Exactly.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at scoreme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.